In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You can do better than that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Much better. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Christos voskres.
Voistino voskres.
Christos anesti.
Alithos anesti.
Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? How many know that we are all in the need of healing in one way or another? Yes or yes? Shake your head yes, because indeed we are. And Jesus asks that question not only to the man who was laying by the pool in Bethesda for 38 years, but he asks that same question to you and to me. Do you want to be healed? It's kind of a yes or no question. Most of us, I believe, would say yes, but this man doesn't answer yes or no. He actually gives an explanation. He says, I've been laying here for 38 years. His whole adult life, he's been laying at that pool waiting for someone, because he's completely paralyzed, to plunge him into the pool. And at that pool, the angel of the Lord would come and trouble the water and stir up the water. And the first person that would enter the pool, because of the divine grace, the divine energy that was infused in the water, they would receive healing. And he longed to be healed for 38 years. And one day, he meets Jesus, and Jesus turns his life around. He gave him a miracle. He restored him to complete health. Someone who could not move, walk, do much of anything except lay on his back, is immediately healed by the Lord. Why? Because God is in the miracle business. How many know God is in the miracle business? Yes or yes? How many know that he's still performing miracles to this day? Yes. In the book of Acts this morning, we see two other miracles. Peter encounters Aeneas, who was paralyzed for eight years, and he looks upon him with love and says to him, pick up your mat, make your bed. And Aeneas gets up and he is immediately healed. Why? Because God is in the miracle business. And then Tabitha, a devout Jew who gave a lot of her life to the poor, she would knit and make clothing for the poor and the destitute. The community loved her, and she loved the community. Well, one day, she died. And they prepared her for burial, and they learned that Peter was in Joppa that particular time, so they summoned him, and Peter came into the house where Tabitha was, and he hit his knees and began to earnestly pray that the Lord restore her to life. Unusual, if you know anything about the posture for prayer. Typical posture for prayer at that time and place was the same way that you and I pray. We stand and pray, yes or yes? Yes. But Peter hit his knees because he began to pray fervently and asking the Lord for this favor to restore this woman to life, and she immediately arose because Peter prayed in that name, in the name of Jesus, in the name that that man who was healed at the pool had no idea who it was. In the name of Jesus, she was raised to life. Why? Because God is in the miracle business. How many would like a miracle in your own life? Yes or yes? Yes. We all desire healing. We all desire to be made whole again, don't we? I've been to that particular pool in the Holy Land. It sits just outside of St. Anne's Church. It's a beautiful sight. And often when I go and bring groups, we will have a prayer service at that particular site and lay hands and pray over the people in the group, including people that just happen to come up to us because we're there and we're praying. And every single time that I have done that, someone or more than one have reported healing. The most profound healing was a woman who was deaf in her left ear for many years, immediately had her hearing restored. Other people were healed of back pain and stomach ailments and cardiac disease. Why? Because God is in the miracle business, and He desires to make us whole. He wants us to receive the miracle of His love. He raises the dead to life. How many know that that goes on in this church more often than you think? Every time a soul walks into confession, there are dead men and dead women walking, yes or yes? We die when we sin. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin, so it says in sacred scripture, and the wages of sin is death. But what happens when you and I walk into confession? Because we encounter the risen Lord, because we encounter Jesus who wants to make us whole, He tells each one of us, pick up your mat and walk. And so we're no longer limping, we're no longer paralyzed, we're no longer stuck in one place, but you and I walk out set free, free men and free women, to encounter the love of the risen Lord again in a more profound and beautiful way. So God is in the miracle business. And He gives us the miracles that we ask for in ways that perhaps we forget or don't realize. You know, when that man was healed at the pool, the Pharisees that were there were not concerned about the healing. They witnessed a miracle. Here's a guy that they've seen laid out on the portico steps for 38 years, and now he's up and walking and carrying his mat. And what do they focus on? Not the fact that God performed a miracle, but the fact that he's carrying a mat around on the Sabbath. They were so attached to the law that nothing else mattered. When Moses came down off the mountain, God gave us 10 laws, 10 commandments to follow that help lead us into freedom. Yes or yes? Yes. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees attached additional laws onto those 10 commandments, to the point where there was 613 laws that everyone had to perform perfectly, or you were in violation of the law. How many of us can do 613 things, 613 laws, perfectly every day? None of us, right? You're enslaved to the law, and you're unable, you're paralyzed, you can't move forward. So Jesus comes, and what does he do? He takes those 613 laws, including the Ten Commandments, he reduces them to 2. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. a little easier to do, right? But we get distracted because a lot of us get caught up in the day-to-day things. We get caught up in what the world is pushing on us out there, and we begin to love that more than we love God. We're out of sync. Or we have that one person that's in our life, that one neighbor, that one, how many have interesting family members? Yes or yes? You know who they are. They come every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. They're the first ones there and the last to leave. We're called to love them because Jesus loved them first. And when we don't love them the way Jesus asks us to love them, we're paralyzed. We can't move forward. And we deprive ourselves of experiencing the true love of Jesus Christ, who comes to love us and to make us whole. So today is an opportunity for us to realize that God is indeed in the miracle business, and He wants to perform miracles in our own lives. He wants to set us free from anything that is preventing us from loving Him the way that we should. He wants to set us free from anything that prevents us from loving our brothers and sisters the way that Jesus loves them. And He wants to tell each one of us today to be healed, to pick up your mat and walk. Are you ready to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Because God wants to heal you, because God is still in the miracle business, and you and I are evidence of His miraculous love when we allow ourselves to have it enter into us. Christ is risen.